You're holding off Yudchesim Ralph. We're in the middle of the Shiloh that we brought a Rai. Everybody holds Moloch on Cholomoyd is Osir. You're not allowed to do work on Cholomoyd. So in the middle of bringing down Sukkim, how do we know this Yisoid that Cholomoyd is Osir Vasiyas Molocha? And again, we spoke about yesterday the famous Tosis here. That's Machlokes Rishonim. Here, these Sukkim means Midiraisa. You can't do work on Cholomoyd, or else they're only in a Smachta, and the Yisum are only Midirabonin. But Midiraisa, you could do all Molochas on Cholomoyd, it's only Midirabonin. Certain Molochas are also, and therefore, certain times you're allowed to, Dover Over, the Tzorach Yomtiv, to Rabonin will make it. The other side is that the Ika Molochas is also Midiraisa. Just the Rabonin have a right to explain to us what did the Torah mean to Aser, and what is Mutter? Like a Dover Ovud is Mutter Midiraisa. So in the middle of Gemara now, in the middle of Gemara, it's again. That Madoch, the first day Pesach and last day Pesach is also Basias Molocha. And the days before or afterwards is not also, so Chol HaMoed, that the days before and the day after is also Vasiyas Molocha, for sure should be also. So Gemara said though, Sheshes Yimei Bereishis is Zachiach, that 6 days you're allowed to work, even though you have a Shabbos before and a Shabbos afterwards. So Gemara says that Ma'ala Sheshes Yimei Bereishis Shein Ben Korban Musaf. There's no Korban Musaf. Tiyama V'Chol HaShemoed Sheyesh Ba Korban Musaf. Chol HaMoed has a Korban Musaf, therefore it's more strict. That's why it's also Vasiyas Molocha. Then whereas Rosh Chodesh Shechiyach, Sheyesh Be Korban Musaf, Umuti Vasiyas Molocha. I, Rosh Chodesh, has a Korban Musaf, still you're allowed to do work. So Mor says, Mala Rosh Chodesh Shein Kruya Mikra Kodesh. Tiyoma B'chola Shemoyed, She Kruya Mikra Kodesh. It's called, the Pasuk calls even Cholomoyed, Mikra Kodesh. So Hoyel V'Kruya Mikra Kodesh, Dinu Shasa Vasiyas Molocha. That's another svar, another reason why Chol HaMoed is also to do malacha. Since the Torah called it Nikroi Kodesh, that's a svar that has a lacha like Yom Tif, that it's also to do malacha. Tan Yidduch, we're going to another braisa. Tan Yidduch. Pasuk says, Kol Melecha Sa'avoida Lo Sasu. You can't do any malacha Sa'avoida on Yom Tif. Limur comes to teach us, Achol HaShemoed Shasa Basiyas Malacha. Divir Rabbi Yisrael Glili. This is Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Shita that Kol Melecha Savoid Lo Sasu is going on the whole Yom Tif of Pesach. The whole Yom Tif is also Basiyas Molocha. Even Chol HaMoed is also Basiyas Molocha. Rashi says Lo Sasu V'Samach Lo Shivat Yomim Takrivu Isha. 7 days bring a korban. Limur Achol HaShemoed V'Achi Dorish Bei Lo Sasu Shivas Yomim. Or the Chag HaSukkos Ktiv. The Apostle told him about Chag HaSukkos. The Olei Kaimi. Hach Mastisim Teros Kanim. By Chag HaSukkos, it says a Lashon of Kol Melechas Avoid Lestasu. Means all the 7 days of Sukkos, it's also to do Melecha. It's Mashmi, even Chol HaMoed, you can't do Melecha. Rabbi Akiva Roy Meir, Ein HaTzorach. We don't need this Pasuk. Harayu Oim, another Pasuk says, Eila Moyadi Hashem. These are the Moadim of Hashem. So, b'ma akosim medaber. What does the pasuk mean? These are moadim. These are the yom tovim. In Berishin, if it means the first day of Pesach, harei kva nema shabosin. The pasuk says already on the first day of Pesach, shabosin, you can't do melacha. You're not allowed to do any work on the first day of Pesach. In Bishvi, if it means the seventh day of Pesach, harei kva nema shabosin. There's another pasuk that says that on the seventh day, shvi shab Pesach is a yom tov. There's an issur melacha. You have to rest. If so, what does the pasuk mean? Eila Moadi Hashem, Ho'ein Akosim Medaber Ela B'Chol HaShemoed. The pasuk is coming to include even Chol HaMoed also. The Lamdachot come to teach us She'osa Basiyas Molocha. That even on Chol HaMoed of Pesach, Hu'adin of Sukkis, it's also to do Molocha. And again, Pasha the Moraz Mashmas also Mediraisa, but Toy says it's not to say it's only us from the Rabbonon, these Gemaras are running the Smachta. Now, Tan Yidach, another price, says like this. Sheshes yomim toyocho matzos. 6 days you should eat matzah. Uva yoyim ha-shvi atzeres l'ashem. On the seventh day, shvi shel Pesach has an issur melacha. Atzeres l'ashem means otzur, means you can't do melacha. So the seventh day has an issur yom tov on it, you can't do melacha. So l'chura ma-shvi otzur, just like the seventh day, it's otzur, it's held back. You're not allowed to work, you can't do melacha on shvi shel Pesach. Avsheshes yomim atzurim. Who are then the first 6 days, even during Cholomoyd, is also held back. You can't do melacha during Cholomoyd. For the Gemara, Ima Shvi Otsa V'chol Melacha. Maybe if you want to compare Chol HaMoed to Shvi Shal Pesach, just like Shvi Shal Pesach is also any Melacha, you can't do any Melacha on Shvi Shal Pesach. Maybe Av Sheshes Yomim, who are then the first 6 days, even the Chol HaMoed, but not the first day of Pesach, is also lost with all Lamates Melachas. But maybe the next 5 days of Diraisa, that's Chol HaMoed, is Atzur Mechol Melacha. Maybe even the 5 days of Chol HaMoed also you can't do Melacha. Talmud Leimah, not the Pasuk says no. Uvayoyim HaShvi Atzeres. Only the 7th day is Atzur, so is held back from doing work. So Idashin HaShvi Atzur, the 7th day, Shvi Shal Pesach, that's a real Yom Tov. You can't do any work on Shvi Shal Pesach. Atzur Mechol Melacha. But V'ein Shisha Yomim Atzur Mechol Melacha. 6 days really means only the 5 days. But the 5 days of Chol HaMoed, that's not held back. That you are allowed to do Melacha. Sechur Tzestira. First, we're dashening all 6 days you can't do any Melacha. And now we're dashening, no, only the 7th day is also, but the 6 days are Mutter. So Manashach, is it also or is it Mutter? The Teretz says yes, it has both dinim. Chol HaMoed has 2 dinim to it. Certain Melachas you are allowed to do, and certain Melachas you're not allowed to do. How do we know? Holoi Mosron HaKosev El Chachamim. The Torah is given over to Chachamim to explain itself. In other words, a cloud like this, the Torah says something, and we can't understand what the Pesukim mean. So such a case is, what the Torah is telling us is, ask the Chachamim how they'll explain it. Loi Mosron HaKosev El Chachamim. Loi Melachot to teach us. Ezu Yoim Osir. V'ezu Yoim Mutter. Which day is Mutter, which day is Osir. That means which day is Mutter means Chol HaMoed. Some Melachos you're allowed to do. And some days are also, it means the first day and the 7th day of Pesach, you can't do any melacha at all. And now on Chol HaMoed, Ezu melacha asura, v'ezu melacha materis. On the Chol HaMoed itself, certain melachas you are allowed to do, a dover oven, something you'll have a loss if you don't do, you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, a tzarech yom tif, you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, a tzarech rabim, no mesech the moed, cotton we had, a lot of different tenoyim, certain melachas you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. V'ezu melacha asura, but the other melachas are also to do on Chol HaMoed. So another way to learn those sugir is that we pass like this last man the yomah. That it could be that the first man the yomah, they dashim sukim en achanami. It would mamish be awesome in the rice to do malach on Chol HaMoed. But Allah we held like this last man the yomah. According to last man the yomah, that's also the machlokes mishonim, what does the Gemara mean to say? Well, we say, like Mosra and Akosav El Chachomin. Do we mean to say is that it's not midiraisa, it's only an asmachta, and the rabbonin have a right to explain what's also what's mutter, which comes out to be a pure ism of the rabbonin? That's what some shittas hold, that to do work on Chol HaMoed is only ism of the rabbonin, and the other shittas learn no, this is mamashi diraisa. Midiraisa, you're not allowed to do malach on Chol HaMoed. We see certain malachas you are allowed to do dov rovid, that's a din of diraisa. Sometimes the Torah does not explain itself. And the Torah is given over to Chomim to explain the Torah. And the way the Chomim say, that's really what the Torah meant. That we say the same machlokes we said yesterday is one Yom Kippur. That's what we say on Yom Kippur, there are 5 inuyim you can't do on Yom Kippur. And not allowed to wash yourself, not allowed to rub yourself, you can't wear shoes. Those are Yisurim also, it's machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim learn it's Asim Midiraisa. We see certain that Torah Makala is allowed to wash yourself. If it's Asim Midiraisa, why? The Torah says the same thing. The Torah says it's also not to wash yourself on Yom Kippur, but it's given over to Chum to explain which washing is also. Only a washing Shel Hanor is also. But a washing to take off dirt off your hand, you're allowed to on Yom Kippur. So that's what some learn. It's also midiraisa, but the Chum have a right to explain exactly what's also, what's mutter. Other Rishonim learn, no, you never find such a thing with your Isa. When a terrorist says something, it's also, there's no tenoyim. Halfway, yes, halfway, no. When a terrorist says it's also, lagamri. That is their tenoyim by Melechus of Yom Kippur, or here by Chol HaMoed, the pshat is, it's a pure Rabbanon de Kisser. Just the Rabbanon have a right to make an asmachta, and they said, some are also, some are mutter. Right. Then the Mishnah says, that mumitarim behesped v'tainis shelo lekayim as divriya ahimrim atzera sachra Shabbos. The Mishnah says in the case that Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, so when Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, you're not allowed to bring the korbanos on Shabbos. You can't bring the korban chagiga or the korban erlus ri on Shabbos. So lochris, you're allowed to bring it on Sunday. You have to bring it the next day. So even though usually when you bring korbanos, it's like a yomtiv, especially Yisru Chag, usually the day after Yom Tov, also has Dinei Yom Tovim, not to say Hespin, not to fast, but on this Sunday you're allowed to fast. If Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, the next Sunday Yisru Chag, you're allowed to fast. Why? To show the Tzedukim they were wrong. That the Tzedukim used to say, Shavuos always comes out on Sunday. They made the mistake. They said, the Pasuk says, Mochros HaShabbos, means mamish, you have to start counting Svira from Machos to Shabbos. So the first Sunday, you start counting 50 days, then the 50th Sunday, the 50th day Sunday, that's Shavuos. So not to make the mistake, the Chum said that when Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, make sure the next day Sunday, don't make it for Yom Tov. Therefore, you're allowed to fast, you're allowed to give us Beidim. For the Gemara Akasha, Botanya will not like that. Botanya, Maise Ulmeis Alachsa, some say it was Alexandria, that he was Meis, Belud, says he died on Yisru Chag of Shavuos, the day after Shavuos, and the Maisa was V'nichnasu Kol Yisrael Asayftai. Everybody came together to say a hesped on him. V'lo hinichum Rabbi Tarfin. The Tarfin did not let them say a hesped on Achsandria, because he died on Yisru Chag of Shavuos. B'fnei sheyomtev shel atzeres oya. It was the yomtev of atzeres. For the Gemara, yomtev sakadaitach. Ibi yomtev mikosui. It was Mamish died on Shavuos itself, where the people gathered together on Shavuos to say a hesped. That's treated, nobody would do that. On Shavuos, you don't, on Yom Tov, you don't bury him. Summer. And they didn't spade him for sure, not on Shavuos. Elo, what does it mean to say the Maisa was? Eleimim of Neisha Yerim Tavuachoya. We're talking about a case that it means Yisru Chag. That means he died on the first day Shavuos. And the next day, if you don't bring a korban the first day, you can bring a korban during the next 6 days. So it's called Yerim Tavuach. And still, you see, he did not let him say a hesped. So the Havamina was, Shavuos came out on Shabbos that year, and he died on Sunday, Yisru Chag, and he did not let them say Hesped on Yisru Chag. So you see, not like our Mishnah. So Gemara says, Lakash, there's no stira. Can't be Yom Tov Shechal Lias Achra Shabbos. Our Mishnah is talking about that Shabbos comes out on, that Shavuos comes out on Shabbos. So now the Yom Tov of Yisru Chag is Sunday. And that day, on Sunday, the Chomer wanted not to make it for Yom Tov at all, not to agree with the Tzedukim, therefore you could say a hesped then. You could fast then. The Khan, the Maestro by Alexander, when he was Nifter, the Yom Tov Shechalias B'Shabbos. No, forget, the other way. Lakasha, Khan, the Yom Tov Shechalias Achra Shabbos. Is the Maestro of Alexander here, was he died during the weekday. That means Shavuos came out in the middle of the week. Shavuos came out on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So then, what's the Yisru Chag? What's the day after that? Another weekday. So if it's a regular weekday, Avada, then Yisru Chag has a din yom tov on it, the Niksas, then you're not allowed to fast Yisru Chag, and you can't say Aspedim. That was the Maisa Balachsra. He died, let's say, Shavuos came out on Monday. So he died on that Tuesday. That Tuesday is Yisru Chag, a regular Yisru Chag, you're not supposed to say Aspedim. That's what our Mishnah says, he could say Aspedim on Yisru Chag and Shavuos, means when Shavuos came out on Shabbos. So now Yisru Chag is Sunday, they did not want Badafka that Sunday to be Yom Tov. Not to agree with the Tzedukim, we made a special locha that Sunday to say Hespedim. So at the Mishnah. Noitlin liyadayim lachulin. There's a locha mid rabbonin, before you eat chulin, you're supposed to wash your hands. It's a mitzvah to wash your hands before you eat chulin, lachulin. Ula maisa ula truma. Same thing before you eat maisa sheni, or before a kohen goes to eat down truma, the locha is he has to wash his hands. Noitlin liyadayim lachulin ula maisa ula truma. Ula kodesh matvilin. Mashenk, if you want to eat heg kodesh, you want to eat a kachim, a kohen that wants to eat a chattis or an oshim. When a kohen wants to eat from kodesh, from hegdish, the lachmer then they have to be toivel the hands. It's not enough just to wash the hands, but they have to put the hands inside a mikvah. They have to be matvilin, be toivel the hands in the mikvah. Ula chattis. What about when you want to touch? A chattis here means a demei chattis. It means the paraduma. When you burn a paraduma and you put the ashes in the mechatis, that's the mechatis that you spritz on a tumtik person to be metayrim, that has a bigger din kedusha on it. So lechatis means, in nitmu yodov, if your hands before that touch something that made your hands tame, that usually all you have to do is just make an atilah shadayim, just wash your hands, here the din is nitma gufay. It's as if your whole body is tame and your badavka have to go to the mikvah. So these are the different chumris. One's more stricter than the next one. The most stricter one is this mechatis. That means when you burn the paraduma and the ashes put into the water, that mechatis has such, you have to be knowing so much kedusha that if your hands touched anything that made it tameh, you have to, your whole body has to go to the mikvah. Let's see Rashi. Noitlin liyadayin lechul lemaislo truma. Dai lehem benetila, to kli. It's enough just to wash your hands from a kli, like we do. Shein b'yelo revias mayim. All you have to have is just a revias of water in the kli, and wash your hands from the kli. Ula kodesh matfilin. What does that mean? Avulecho shlamim. If a regular Yisrael that brought a korban shlamim has the right to eat the meat, if you want to eat the meat from a korban shlamim, oy chates v'yoshim lakanim, or else the korban chatos or an oshim, that's kodesh kodoshim, or Yisrael is not allowed to eat from it, only a kohen can eat from it, is yesh milah, there's a special milah here, special chumrah. She'et sorach lahatfil yodayim ba'abohim so. You can't just wash your hands, you have to put your hands in a mikvah. V'yafo pi she'enim elastam yodayim, she'lo nogu v'tum v'diraisa. Even though your hands didn't touch anything special. As far as you know, your hands didn't touch a sheretz. V'diraisa, your hands are tohor. Tamatamas kol aguf, you did not touch anything that's matama your whole body. Still, there's a chumrah midrabbanan that before you go to eat basar of kachim, you have to be toivul just your hands in the mikvah. Now, a bigger chumrah is ulechatis. Trashin liga b'mechatis. If you want to touch now this mayim, this mechatis, that means mayim hamakudoshim b'yefer parah. Water that become kodesh that you're putting inside it there, the ashes from the paraduma. Lahazlis mehem al tmeya mason. If you have someone to touch the mace, midiraisa, the only way you can become tor is that on the Yom Shlishi and the Yom Shvi, they spritz on you from the Smechatis. Today we don't have it. So Nachman, if you go near a mace, you remain Tumei a mace in your lifetime. You can't become Torah today. But in the time you had the Mechatis, so the Mechatis, if you spritz on you, is Metar you. Now, Yesh Maila Yisera, there's a special Maila here. Shem Nitmu Yodov Diyachas Min Advor Mametam Mes Yadayim. If your hand touched something, that it's a Tumma Midirabonin, that only makes your hand tum and not the rest of the body. For lo yes aguf, it's not metame your body. Kegoin vlad hatumah. Let's say you only touch a food that's only a rishon latumah. A sheretz touched a piece of bread, so the bread now is a rishon latumah. If you touch it, your body does not become tummy, but your hands become tummy midrabanan. So if your hands touched this bread, that's a rishon latumah. In order for you now to go touch the mechatis, you have to go with your whole body into the mikvah. Who could go in safer, or else you touch a safer HaKadosh. Then with the Rabbanan, the safer is matam in your hands. For Chotumah Shem Adivrei Seferim. Any Tumah that's awesome with the Rabbanan, that's all the Gemara and Shabbos, the Yudchei has the Varam there, that things that are matam in your hands, so if your hands become Tamei, now if you want to touch this Mechatis, there's a special Chumrah, you have to be Tevil the whole body. Nitma Meguf Trashi, V'chol HaGuf Tzarach Tfila. Your whole body has to go to the Mikvah. Rashi, v'chol ma'ilas halalu, all these chumras here, shezeh gavoya mizeh, one is greater than the next one, midivrei seifrim. They're all only midirabonim here. V'aydin nokut luhocha, what are these inyonim doing here, mesetach hagiga, less mesetach leis in mayid, we're talking about mayid here. What does it have to do with tumah here? Kabi hilchas haregel, we're talking about the yom tevim here, what karbonos to bring on the yom tev. V'fishyesh b'seifah and hilchas haregel. At the end, we'll also talk about Hilchas HaRegel here. She'amoretz chashuvin toirim b'regel. That even though throughout the whole week or the whole year when Amoretz is tamei, but on the regel, the Rabbanan gave him a din like he's Torah. So since at the end we'll talk about in Yonim, that's Magaya to the regel, it's brought down in this Masechta. The end of the next parak talks about tutuma, that's the chiluk between on regel or not, that's why it's brought down here in this Masechta now. So far again, these are the three dinim that have noitin liyadayim, just lechulin, lemais lechum, it's not just to wash hands. If you want to eat kodshim, you have to be tight with your hands. And before you touch the mechatis, you have to put your body into the mikvah. Fight it. And the Mishnah says, tova lechulin. Let's say you were tight with your hands for the purpose of being able to eat chulin. That's what you were tight with your hands. And huchsak lechulin. And when you were toivul your hands in the mikvah, huchzak means that's what you had in mind. You had in mind now you want to be matar your hands in order to eat chulin. So locher is also la meiser. It's like a true, it's only good to eat chulin, but you're not allowed to eat meiser sheni. Since when you put your hands in the mikvah, you did not have in mind to matar it for meiser sheni, you're not allowed to eat meiser sheni. Trashi tova la chulin, huchzak la chulin. V'yoid zu mailu, there's another mailu, there's another chumra now. That tova la chulin, huchzak la chulin kleimar. Niskavin litful Hashem chulin. You were toivu, you put your hands in the mikvah, but you only had in mind that your hands should become tor in order to be able to eat regular chulin. That's all. You did not think then about ma'isa sheni. So locher is also la ma'isa zatrashi. Hulsak loshen kavon a klemar. Niskavin lahamid gufoy becheskas tor lechulin. It does not help for ma'isa. For ma'isa takar it's also.
So Rashi says, Gufa is mashbi, even if you tell your body could be. Even if you put your body into the mikvah, it totally busa kavona. If you only had kavona to become torn again to chulin, that's it. And Meister Shein, you can't eat. Vaita, what about Tova Lameiser? You went down to the mikvah because you knew you want to go eat Meister Shein. And Huchsuk Lameiser, you only had in mind Bishas Yitovel in order to be able to eat Meister Shein. So Locher is also the Truma. It's like a not allowed to eat Truma now. If you're a Kayin, with that first tefillah, you cannot eat Truma. Since you did not have in mind to become Tor for Truma, you're not Tor. With the Rabbanon, it's no good. With the Rabbanon, what you had Kavanah for, what you had in mind in the Mikvah, that's what's good for. And if you didn't have in mind for it, it's no good. What about Tovah or Truma? A Kayin went down to the Mikvah and he had in mind in order to be able to eat Truma when he comes up. And Huchsak Lachuma, Tov Lachumi, and Huchsak means he had this in mind just to become Torah in order to be able to eat Truma. When he comes up, he should know, Asa Lakaydish. If he's a Kayan, he's not allowed to eat Kachim. Then this Tefillah does not help for Kachim, since he did not have it in mind. Vaita, Tov Lakaydish. Let's say no, the Kayan went down to the mikvah because he wants to go eat Kachim. And Huchsak Lakaydish. That's what he had in mind also. He had in mind that this Tefillah should only be good for Kachim. The locher is also lechatis. He's not allowed to touch the mechatis. Because again, the mechatis has a more chomedic alocha, like we had before. Your body has gone to the mikvah. So to touch this mechatis of the paraduma, since you didn't have in mind when you went to the mikvah, it's no good. You can't touch the mechatis. But what about tov olachomer? Let's say you went down to the mikvah because you knew you wanted to touch the mechatis. Like you had in mind right now for the most chomedic thing to become tov from. Then the locher is mutal akal. Then it helps even for a more kal, easier one, even though you didn't have in mind. Like we just said, if you were teivul, with in mind to be able to touch the mechatis, then even though you didn't think at that time about shumah, about ma'aseh sheni, anyway, you're still allowed to eat or touch the ma'aseh sheni and the shumah. Because if you had in mind for something more chomer, that for sure helps for the less kal, the kal one. The Rashi of the Mishnah just saying, if you only have in mind for the cow, for the easier one, it does not help for the more chomedic one. For that, it doesn't help. Vayta, Torval v'loy huchsek. Let's say you went down to the mikvah, and you had nothing in mind, as far as you're concerned, you're taking a bath now. You did not have in mind at all to become Torah. Kilu loy tovel, enichnam, it has a loch like you didn't go to the mikvah, and you're not Torah at all. You went down to the mikvah just to take a bath, to cool yourself off. So halacha is, you're not Torah. It does not help to have a kilo loy tovel. For the halacha is about Mishnah, in order to be able to eat chulin, or to eat maaser, or truma, or kodesh, is kilo loy tovel. The Mishnah says now a third category. What about big day amoritz? The begodim that an amoritz wears. Now, Moritz means somebody here that's not Machmir in Hilchas Tumah V'Taira. He doesn't know Hilchas Tumah V'Taira. He's called an Amoritz. Is his begodim, his clothing, his shirt, his suit, is Medrash Meprushim. Has a locha like Tumas Medrash again to a Porush. A Porush means somebody that is Machmir in Hilchas Tumah V'Taira. He doesn't eat when he's Tomei. So a person that's Machmir in Hilchas Tumah V'Taira, if he sits on top of a suit that belongs to an Amoritz, he becomes Tomei. Medrash means Hatumas Medrash. Rashi says Medrash means Av Hatumah. His clothing, the Amoritz's coat now, or suit, it has an Av Hatumah on it. Letam Meyodim V'Kelim, Ke Medrash Azav, that if a person touches it, it's Matama the person. Just like the Medrash of a Zav. If a person is a Zav, anything he sits on, he makes it into an Av Hatumah. She Matam Odim V'Kelim, if a Zav sits on a chair, or sits on a bed, and there's sheets on it, those sheets become an avatuma. The pasuk says, "V'yish asher yiga b'mishkavoy." If a person touches something that the zav sat on, is yichabes begodav. You become tamei. Your begodim become tamei. You have to wash your clothing on your body. So mainly here, you have these begodim of an amoritz that a porush touched. The drash leprushin means loichle chuleim b'tayra. Someone that's makbid even to eat his regular food, his regular chum, he only eats the b'tayra. So lachar is, he has to be machmir as if those begodim from the Amoritz has tumas medrus on it, and if you touch it, you become tamei, and you can't eat now anything until you go to the mikvah. Vaita, big day perushin medrus toech letruma. A regular person is not a kohen, is a Yisrael, so he only watches that the chulim that he eats b'tayra. It's called a porush. He's not stam, he's not nekel and tuma. He's makbid only tidus chum and betaira. But he's not a kohen, he doesn't need truma. So he doesn't have to watch himself that carefully for truma. Mashra, before a kohen eats truma, he has to keep himself much more Torah. He has to watch himself much more. So regular Yisrael does not watch himself as much as a kohen should watch himself. Therefore we say, big day, oichle truma medrus. Big day prushin is medrus oichle truma. Therefore the clothing that a parish wears, when a kohen that wants to eat truma touches it, vaiter is like tomei. The gay to the kohen, this big day parish has tumas medrus on it again. And the Yekun, we'll see in the Gemara, we were afraid, or Rashi at the end, we were afraid that the Parish's wife, when she was in Nida, she touched his begodim, she sat on the begodim. So in Nida also is Metama, the begodim in Ishka. When an Isha is in Nida, any clothing she sits on then, or wears then, also has Tumas Medrus on it. So therefore we're afraid that the Parish let his wife sit on it, therefore the begodim has Tumas Medrus. So now if a Kohen that wants to eat Truma touches it, he has to go to the Mikvah. Vaita big day oichle truma. Even a kohen that's makbid keep himself Torah because he knows he wants to eat truma. Is medrus lekodesh. From the gate to another kohen that wants to go eat, touch him now. So that's a bigger must tire. You have to watch yourself much more. So if you touch the clothing of a regular kohen that just watches himself for truma, you have to be noig as if that begodim has tumas medrus on it. And again, you become tamei. You have to go to the mikvah if you touch his clothing before you can eat the kachim. Right, another chumri is the same thing, that big day kodesh medrus lechatis. Somebody that wants to go touch the mechatis now. He wants to touch this mayim that has the paraduma, the ashes inside it. So if he touches a kohen's begodim, even though that kohen is makbid to become Torah in order to be able to eat kachim, but still he doesn't watch himself as much as you have to watch yourself for the mechatis, therefore you have to be afraid as if his begodim has the tumas medrus on it, and if this person that wants to touch the mechatis touches the begodim of a kohen that wants to eat kodesh, he has to be noyeg like it's tamei, and he has to go to the mikvah before he can touch the meichatis. So Rashi says, liyoch letruma, kanin, v'chol elu, all these last halachas, the Mishnah Rashi says, mailos v'divrei soifrim, they're all big chumers midrabbonin, shomru, shein shmiras tayrosin shalelu, chashuva shmiru eitzu elu. The way these people watch themselves is not good enough the way the other people have to watch themselves. It's about for the stricter one. The way the easier one watches himself is not called a watch. In other words, the way a kohen has to watch himself is not the same way the way a regular Yisrael watches himself from chulin. So the gate to the kohen is called like he didn't watch himself at all. Is Gozru ben Rabbanu made Xera, the big dayim on the begodim, Shema Yoshua ben Ishtra Nida. You have to be afraid maybe his wife, when she was in Ida, sat on his begodim. Vareyein medrus on Ida. Then they have tumas medrus of an Ida. It's not in the first of a perakashoich. This is where the Gemara in Chulin explains our Mishnah. Yevaita, the Mishnah says, Yosef ben Yoezer, ho yechosit shebekuna. Here we are before he was a Nasi, and he was also a Kain. And he was a chosid shabakuna. Even though he was a chosid, very makbid, he was a chosid, for he saw matfachosoi, medrus lakodesh. Still, his matfachosoi, his towel, that he washed his hands on, was a medrus lakodesh. If somebody that wants to go eat basa kachim, is more chumrah than a regular kohen, even though he was a chosid, he only ate truma, but still he's not so careful now eating kachim, so it's called tuma, it has been tuma for the kohen that wants to eat kodesh. Yoichnen ben Gudgoda, ho yoichal atayres hakodesh. Kol yomav, everything he ate atayres hakodesh, which means all the chulin that he ate in his house, the regular food that he ate, he was makbetidit with the same amount of kedusha that you know with regular kachim, because he was knowing kedusha with his chulin. The regular bread and apples that he ate, he acted as if it had kedusha on it, like a carbon on it, and he only ate it with the same mus kedusha. Still, his towel that he washed his hands on had a din tuma negate to somebody that wants to touch the mechatis for the same svara. Since the mechatis is a bigger mos taira, you have to watch yourself much more carefully before you want to touch the mechatis. So for somebody who wants to touch the mechatis, if you touch this towel that even Yochanan ben Gudgoda watched himself from, it's not enough for you. Now these, like Rashi said, these are all chumis midrabbanan. They're all milis
that if you want to do something more Kaddish, more stricter than your other friend is doing, you have to be afraid, you have to be afraid his Shmira was not enough, and maybe therefore his wife sat on it, and therefore if you want to do now a more Chomer Dikazach, you have to be nerd like your tummy if you touch his clothing. Well, we'll see more in the Gemara exactly why.
All right, turn over.